Learn the art of investing on MoneyWise.
Good to have you join us on the MoneyWise podcast. This is Sheetal. Welcome to the show. Now, today's episode is really about dipping into someone's wealth of experience. Now, of course, we've all used the phrase wealth of experience and very often in areas that don't concern wealth at all. But today, luckily for us, it does concern wealth creation. And the expert who's going to be sharing his wisdom with us on the show today is Gajendra Kothari, Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer, Etica Wealth Private Limited. Now, Gajendra happens to be someone who was actually inspired by IDFC's very own successful short film that was called One Idiot. The wisdom in One Idiot apparently has helped him live his dreams and made those come true. So we're all set to meet the real One Idiot, as he calls himself. A little bit about Gajendra. I'm sure quite a few have encountered him as you've browsed through business channels like CNBC TV 18, Bloomberg TV, CNBC Awaaz, publications like the Financial Times UK, the Economic Times, Business Standard, and so on. He's also delivered more than 700 training sessions in areas like personal finance, mutual funds, insurance, and so on for SEBI regional seminars, the Bombay Stock Exchange, the Indian Armed Forces, Institute of Chartered Accountants of India, and then some. So clearly someone who's going to distill all of that wisdom for us today. Thank you so much, Gajendra, for joining us on the podcast. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Yeah, hi, Sheetal. Thank you so much for, inviting me for this wonderful podcast. I'm super excited to share my story with the listeners. So yeah, let's get started.
Waiting to get started as well. In fact, the first question is not about personal finance or those mantras, but I have to ask, did anyone really mock you in the way that Bugs Uncle is mocked in the film One Idiot? Did you really cook pasta for that many kids? Did that really ever happen to you?
Fortunately, not, Sheetal. In fact, what happens now, because most of my well-wishers, friends, family, relatives, know my journey, towards becoming real One Idiot before I turn 50. So right. They behave quite well with me, in the hope that someday I'll invite them to drive Rolls Royce, right, around Marine Drive. So, right. So they're quite good to me on the contrary, because they know my story already.
Yes, you are a good person to have on one's good side. That much I will say, Gajendra. So here's my first actual question, where we roll up our sleeves and get down to the business end of things. So how did you really start your journey? Because, the film just shows Bugs Uncle as someone who's already got this great grasp on finance, as well as is also a great communicator. But in your case, when did you begin? What age? What were your circumstances?
Yeah, in fact, Sheetal, to be very frank, it didn't start it quite on a good note, because though I was working in the financial services space in Bombay and I was advising people on how to manage their own money, but on the contrary, I was pretty bad with handling my own finances. And it was until when I saw this movie, One Idiot, that's when I realized that I have not done anything meaningful with regard to savings in my life. That's when I took my first baby step, started a 10,000 rupees SIP. And I knew that I was late in the game, unlike that young boy in the movie. But of course, I could turn it around still. And so I decided that before the age of 50, I want to, show my statement to Amol Gupte and the Bugs Uncle, real Bugs Uncle on the screen, right, and tell them that, I've done it, right? Yeah. While you have created a real idiot, this is the first real idiot, who got inspired by your movie and has taken a challenge in life to become one real one idiot someday.
Right. I like the phrase that you've used, from real idiot to actual real idiot.
Absolutely.
So were you one of those people who, had a head start in the concept of saving? You would put pocket money aside, had a piggy bank, all of those things?
No, nothing like that, Sheetal. In fact, none of these. Actually, I was barely able to save money. But it's all in the mind, I think. If you decide that you want to save 10%, you will still be able to manage. It's just that, we in our mind think, it's not enough always, right? So that's when I think this boy was such a wonderful inspiration to me, that if that boy can save from 50 rupees, 100 rupees, we are still earning quite a bit of money. Why can't we save? And that's when this idea of paying me first, right? Whenever I get my first, my monthly salary, I kind of take away 10, 15, 20% to pay me first for my future use. And then whatever remaining in the bank account I spend.
We're going to come to that concept a little later, you know, what you've just articulated for us. But nevertheless, you know, you shared something very interesting on LinkedIn last year, Gajendra. It was titled Personal Finance is Simple. We Make It Complicated. Now, when I read the statement, I was like, oh my God, one second, hold on a bit, because the average Indian, how does he even wrap his head around the fact that investments are actually a better option than just putting, you know, money into savings accounts, FDs, and hoping that the interest will somehow, you know, take you through the rest of your life. So this, all these concepts sometimes appear very risky to traditional mindsets where we believe in gold and FDs. So how would you help us understand that personal finance is actually simple?
Frankly speaking, Sheetal, that personal finance is indeed very simple. It's just that we experts make it complicated so that we sound intelligent. And yeah, you know, so yeah. We have to earn our own kind of, you know, bread and butter every day, right?
Right.
So, but as Warren Buffett says, that you don't need to be a rocket scientist. You know, investing is not a game where the guy with the 160 IQ beats somebody who has a lesser IQ, right? But the problem is, it's all to do with financial literacy in our society, in our country.
Right.
Okay. I've been into this industry for 18 years, Sheetal, and I can confidently say with my interaction of, you know, with thousands of people across the country, that 90% of people in our country have very little basic knowledge about money and personal finance. Okay, they don't know how to make their money work hard for them while they continue to work 365 days a year, morning 7 to evening 9, working hard for money, right? While the money is sitting idle somewhere.
Right.
So in my opinion, financial literacy should actually be taught in the schools and colleges. And again, I find it quite surprising. It's like a taboo to discuss money matters in dinner table conversations, right?
Right.
And again, another funny thing which I find, that, you know, when I joined at 24, my corporate world, nobody told me, Gajendra, that this is how you should be saving your first salary, and these are the taxations, this is the benefits government of India gives. Why don't you take advantage by investing in these investments so that, you know, you make a lot of money later? Nobody told me, and I learned all of this by hard way, actually. Right. So all of these should be part of the induction program, Sheetal, so that our workforce understands it right on day one when they are 24, not when they are at 55 and thinking that, okay, I'm going to retire in 5 years' time and I've not saved anything, right?
Yeah. Two very interesting points that you've made, Gajendra. One is, I'm hoping that, you know, HR professionals tuned in have made a note of the fact that it should be part of induction programs, especially for new joinees in organizations. And of course, financial literacy being part of school curriculum. So I hope that's also taken away by, you know, people who are tuned in.
You know, it is actually very simple, Sheetal. It's just that, you know, 2 hours conversation, you know, if you can be taught that these are the 5 things you have to do with money, you're set for life.
Set for life. You truly are making it sound very, very simple.
I mean, if I can explain to my 80-year-old grandmom, then I think I can explain to anybody in the world.
Oh, yeah. Now that you've put it that way, I don't think there's any arguing with you at all. But there is another aspect, right? You wrote something interesting, and that's apparently one of the 10 main lessons that you've learned. One should always increase the SIPs year after year, no matter what. It will help you create substantial wealth over many years. Now, to my ears, no, first thought is like, oh my God, that means I have to stop living now. And then I have to think of the future, and the future anyway, I'm not going to be able to use the money or enjoy it. Is this line of thinking completely wrong? How would you help me correct it?
Yeah, not really, Sheetal, because, you know, though, of course, the younger generation tend to think like that. Okay, you know, it's always the fear of living. I mean, it's either, you know, you want to enjoy today as if there is no tomorrow, or the challenge of saving for the future, right? This is the fine balance that you need to make. But just like I always, you know, believe that just like our income and expenses increases every year, right? Why not our savings? Why should our savings be like 10 years old, right? Just 5,000 or 10,000. It has to be kept in pace with inflation, correct? Right?
Mm-hmm.
And as Warren Buffett says, do not save what is left after spending, but spend what is left after saving. So if you stick to this principle of paying yourself first, 10% or 15%, whatever that number you are comfortable with, then I don't think you'll be really compromising with your spending also. Okay.
Right.
And I always believe that you have to make a fine balance between the future and today, because if you don't save anything for future, tomorrow, you know, you'll be in deep trouble, because we are used to a certain lifestyle. We can never come down below that. Right.
Right.
So it is all about maintaining that balance, Sheetal.
You're listening to MoneyWise, successful investment ideas that create wealth.
know?
Mutual funds were first begun in India back in 1964 by a company named Unit Trust of India. It was a joint venture between the Reserve Bank of India and the Government of India. The very first mutual fund scheme introduced in India by UTI was the Unit Scheme in 1964. SIPs were introduced in the Indian market only in 1993.
Personal finance simplified only on MoneyWise.
Now, if you were to sum up your best investment lesson or advice in one sentence for the average Indian, Gajendra, what would it be?
My one advice to every young person should be start investing as early as possible to understand the power of compounding. 99% people on earth can't fathom the true power of compounding. So everyone has heard about it and know the formula, but very few people truly understand the depth of this calculation.
Right.
And no wonder Albert Einstein says compound interest is the greatest mathematical discovery ever made.
Yeah. And it's wonderful that you bring this up, because the power of compounding, that's a recurring motive as it appears on the MoneyWise podcast. Every single expert that we call in talks about really the power of compounding. Now, to look into the future, right? We are at that juncture in our lives where we want to plan for the future. So what kind of companies should an investor look at in this decade, right? Longer time frame, 21 to 2030, to create wealth from their investments, Gajendra?
You know, I would like to invest my money in investment called India for the next decade, as I'm very bullish about our country's growth over the next 10, 20 years. Mm-hmm. I don't want to bet my money on a single stock or sector. I would rather prefer to invest my money in a few well-managed mutual funds and let the fund manager decide which are the best investment avenues for the next decade.
Fantastic. I think crisp takeaway for all of our listeners. Invest in India. Now, to wrap up, right, before we wrap up, I want to go back to the film, because that has truly captured the imagination of anyone who's really watched it. So if something from that film, One Idiot, has stayed with you.
You know, when I saw that in that movie, One Idiot, when a young boy and then he became, young man, could buy a luxurious item like a Rolls Royce car. Nobody in our dream would ever think about Rolls Royce, right? But if he could buy Rolls Royce from his SIPs, as low as like 100 rupees, 200 rupees, then I realized that the power of SIP is humongous, and any goal in the world is possible. All you require is the discipline and patience to fulfill your dream. The barriers lies only in our mind, Sheetal.
Only barriers lie in our minds, and discipline and patience are the two keys that you require to unlock the dreams of that you have for your future. On a final note, right? We hear a lot of pride when you say that you're the real one idiot, not the real one idiot. What makes you really say this? Can you share the secret behind this, story?
Yeah, absolutely. See, when you go to Matunga, there are a lot of these South Indian restaurants. Mm. And in one of the restaurants, it's written there, the owner of the restaurant eats here. Right? So that gives us so much confidence. Now, similarly, we are in the profession of creating wealth for our clients. If we have not created the wealth in the similar way for ourselves, then we have told the biggest lie, to them, right? We have to have skin in the game and walk the talk. Then only, people would trust us, they believe in us. If I'm able to become the real idiot someday, which I'm sure, before I turn 50, that's a challenge that I've taken. And if I can show my account statement of 100 crores to my investors, to anybody who I talk to, then I don't need to prove anything further, because the action should speak louder than the words. You have done it, and then the world will kind of believe you and trust you. This is my dream, and this is a challenge that I've taken upon myself, to prove the world that, even as big as 100 crores is quite possible. Yes, if Hindi movie mein nahi hai, One Idiot is not just a movie, ki only filmon mein hota hai, it can happen in real life too.
Absolutely. Art imitates life and life imitates art. So take what you will of it. But it's wonderful to have got some wisdom for you, some very clear takeaways of you, especially, it was important that you say that if you don't create the wealth in the way that you actually tell other people to create it, then what's the point really? I think that is brilliant. And thank you so much for sharing all of this with our listeners on the MoneyWise podcast today.
The pleasure was mine, Sheetal. Wonderful talking to you.
You're listening to MoneyWise, brought to you by IDFC Mutual Funds. Check out the rest of our series for more investment advice. Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.